Hello, we are beginning a new Sefer today. We're beginning Sefer Yud Gimel, Chelek Yud Gimel. We're going to begin with the first Sicha, Sicha Bamidbar Aleph, which is a Rashi Sicha that's actually going to focus on one word, on one word in Rashi, one word in the Pasuk. And we're going to elaborate on the meaning of that word and why Rashi explains the way he does. We're talking about the Yidden as they were traveling through the Midbar and the Machne, the way the Yidden were laid out, the formation of the camps of the where the Mishkan was and where the Levim were and where the Yisraelim were. And the Pasuk says like this, Ala Pasuk Ish Al Digle Be'esis Leves Avesim Yachnu B'nei Yisrael Mineged Saviv L'Eilmeya Yachnu. The Pasuk is talking about the Digolim, which was each group of three shvatim on one side of the Mishkan, each one with their family, the Yachnu b'nei Yisrael, the Yidden would camp, mineged, saviv le'el meyed, Yachnu, around the el meyed. So, ma'itik Rashi tevas, mineged, Rashi quotes the word mineged, umefadish, and explains as follows, me'rochek mil. Mineged means that the Yidden, the machne Yisrael, which is the camp of where all of the Shvatim, besides for Shevet Levi, would camp, was a distance of a mil. Mil is 2,000 amas. K'moshe Neimar b'Yeshua, Rashi continues with the Raya, as it says by Yeshua, Ach rochek yiyeh beinecham ubeinov kalpayim amah. Over there in Yeshua, he's talking about the Oren that was traveling in front of the Yidden. And Yeshua says that there should be a distance of alpayim amma, which is a mil, between, according to most opinions, between the Yidden and the Oren. And Rashi explains why alpayim amma, sheyuchlu lavi b'Shabbos. So they should be able to come on Shabbos. If there was more than a 2,000 amma, there would be an issue of tchumin. You're not allowed to go more than 2,000 ammas on Shabbos outside of a city. And therefore, there had to be a smaller distance than alpayim amma. And then Rashi concludes, Moshe v'Aaron u'banav v'halevim, Moshe and Aaron and Aaron's sons and the Levim, which is the mishpachas of Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, chenim b'samach lei, would camp b'samach close to the Mishkan. Although the Yidden, the Machne Yisrael, was mineged, which Rashi just says mirachik, but the Levim were closer. And we have a number of questions. The first question is as follows. Rashi here doesn't just say that Mineged was a meal, the distance was a meal, but first he says Meirachik, that Mineged means from a distance, and then he says the distance was a meal, implying that Rashi is not just telling us the distance, but Rashi is also translating the word Mineged, that Mineged means Meirachik. Ve'ini muvan. And we have to understand this. Now, in Chumash, there's numerous places where it uses the word Mineged. So I actually wrote them down for myself. Probably some of them are in the source sheets, but it's Yiddish, the expression is halt kop, which means focus, because it's going to be relevant, not just here in the question, but later in the answer as well. The various different, some of the various different times that the Torah uses mineged. And the first one that he brings over here in the question is, v'ini muvan, ala pasuk v'hayuchayecha tluyum lecha mineged, le'ipirish rashi klum, in parshas kisavai, where the Pasuk says, and your lives will be hanging mineged. In other words, it's in the Teichacha. And the Pasuk is saying, your lives are going to be in limbo. You're not going to know what's coming, what's going, what's happening. And the Lashon over there is that your life is going to be hanging mineged. Over there, Rashi doesn't say anything. It doesn't explain what mineged means. So we must say, why doesn't Rashi explain it in Kisavai? Either because it's understood by itself what mineged means, or Rashi in Kisavai is relying on the fact that mineged is already explained here. But based on this, if Mineged is self-understood, or even if it's not self-understood, but one place could teach it to the other place, Gam Pashasin Rin Sarach Pirush, Oisha Yusmichalzeshek Pirush Allah Pasik, Vatelech Vateshiv La Mineged, even in our parasha, either it doesn't need to be explained, or even if it does need to be explained, we could rely on an earlier explanation. And in Parashas Vayera, in the story of Hagar, when Hagar was sitting Mineged from Yishmael, Rashi says Mineged Mirachik, that over there means she was sitting from a distance. Vatelech Vateshiv La Mineged. So why does Rashi have to explain it again over here? Either we know it already from Vayera, and therefore doesn't need to be said over here, or it's self-understood, and therefore doesn't need to be explained over here. But from the fact that in Parshas Kisavoy, Rashi doesn't explain it there, raises the question, why does it need to be explained here? And the same question could be asked on Rashi al Pasuk, Kimi Negatira Sa'aretz. This Pasuk is in Parshas Ha'azinu. When the Abish is telling Meshe Rabbeinu that you will see Eretz Yisrael Mineged, Shagam Sham Pirish Mineged Mirachek, over there also Rashi explains that Meshe Rabbeinu is going to see Eretz Yisrael from a distance. So again, we can ask the same question. Either Mineged should be self understood and not need a Pirish at all, or it could rely on an earlier explanation. And we already have two earlier explanations, one in Parshas Vayera and one in Parshas Bamidbar in our Pasuk over here. And why does Rashi again have to explain it in Parshas Ha'azinu? That's question number one. Basically, is Mineged something that needs to be explained? If it is, why is it, can't we learn one from another? Base. Second question. Ma chaser bepirush Parshas Aksuvim shelachein mevay Rashi shir arichuk mil shebein ha'oyel meyed l'machane Yisrael u'mei l'mukhar agam lo'avi atam l'zeh. What is lacking in the basic understanding of the Pasuk that because of that Rashi has to explain what the distance was, that it was a mil, and to bring a reason for it? U'bifrat shebevatel lekvateshuv lami neged u'gemer einu mevarash ashir. In Parshas Vayera, where Rashi says that, explains that Hagar went to sit Mirachek from a distance, he doesn't say how much of a distance. Av Shem Medrash Mevur Shagam Sham HaYamil, even though the Medrash learns from Gzeira Shava that over there also the distance that Hagar was sitting from Yishmael was a mil. Nevertheless, Rashi doesn't address it over there. Which we understand from that not every time it says Mineged is it relevant in Pshutei Shel Mikra to know how much that amount is, how much that distance is. So why is it relevant here? What's it adding to the understanding of Pshutei Shel Mikra, of the basic understanding of the Psukim, by telling us what that distance was? Which means Rashi wouldn't say it unless something needed to be explained, unless there was something missing that needed an explanation in the Pshutei Shel Mikra. And what is that? Question Gimel. The third question is on the last line of Rashi. What is the relevance of the fact that Moshe and Aaron and Aaron's sons and the rest of the Levim were camping closer to the Mishkan? L'cheira is coming to explain the word Mineged. Mineged means from a distance. So the Machne Yisrael was Mirachik. What is the relevance of the fact that Moshe and Aaron Ubanov and the Levim were Besamochloi? Now, before we go to the next question, we're going to try to answer this question. That by introducing the idea of where the Machane Levia was, Rashi is trying to answer a seemingly or a something that is somewhat of a contradiction in the Pesukim. Earlier in the parasha, it says that the Levim are going to camp around the Mishkan, implying that they were right around the Mishkan, saviv, immediately around, which is close by. Here it says mineged saviv leil meid yachnu. Also uses the word saviv, but together with the word mineged. Shapirusha de saviv zayi meirachik, which implies that saviv is meirachik. So the chedah, there's a stira on the word saviv. Earlier saviv meant closer, and here saviv means far. The Rashi answers that earlier he was talking about the Levim, which the Levim were closer. And here it's talking about the rest of the Yisrael, And therefore it says that they were further. And that's the shtickle, that's the answer of the stira, that when I that Rashi is saying, when I tell you over here the Minegid means Birachaik, it doesn't mean that Minegid Saviv over here means Birachaik. Earlier when it said Saviv, it meant closer because it was talking about the Levium. Avaliyev Shalemarkin. But this is not a sufficient answer for four reasons. Number one, Aleph Bakas Shalifatizem Mufurash. This detail that the Levim were closer, that earlier when it says Saviv Mishkan Eidos, it was referring to the Levim, and this time when it says Mineged Saviv, it was talking about Bnei Yisrael, that doesn't need to be said because that's already said in the Pasuk. Rashi is not adding anything to what it already says in the Pasuk. Ve'ein Tzarich Bazeh L'Tirutz. You don't need to say I'm answering something if it's already said in the pasuk. Beis lefiza astiri b'teva saviv shelifteza pirush saviv mamis v'kam pirush mineged minachek saviv. Based on this, the problem is not with the word mineged. The problem is with the word saviv. That earlier saviv meant close, and here saviv means far. V'imkein haya Rashi tzarech la'atik min hakasuv gam teva saviv. Rashi should have also quoted the pasuk saviv. If Rashi, if part of Rashi is coming to explain a stira in the word saviv, that here it means far and here it means close, then Rashi should have included the word saviv in the dibur hamaschil, in the quote from the pasuk. Gimel has stira v'pirush saviv in Rashi mitarza. The biggest problem is that they didn't answer the question. In other words, he answered that we're talking about two different things, that the Levim are close and the Bnei Yisrael are far. But still in both cases there was used the word Saviv, and Saviv in one place means far, and Saviv in one place means close. And Rashi didn't explain, he didn't answer the stira on the word Saviv. David, Al Pi Anal, and the fourth and final Nekuda of why this cannot be the reason why Rashi brings that Meshav, Aaron, Ubanov are, and Levim are, were Saviv, were closer by, is because based on this, there's no connection between the first part of Rashi and this. In other words, the first part of Rashi is teaching the word mineged. That means mirochik. How far? Mil. Why a mil? Because of Tchum Shabbos. Then there's another thing. It says by the Levim, it also says Saviv. That is miyachnu Saviv. They were closer. But it's a different discussion. It's not connected to what mineged means. According to this, this does not come in continuation to what Rashi is explaining earlier. It has nothing to do, it has little to do with the meaning of the word mineged. Rashi is explaining two different things in the meaning of the same word, or several words. May I cast it from the pasuk? Mighty kuteva zuedepam. Lifnei kolinim, lifnei hatmi. Rashi starts a new Rashi, makes a new dibur hamaschil, even if it's the same word. But if it's two different pirushim on the same word, then Rashi will start a new dibur hamaschil, a new Rashi, re-quote the same word from the pasuk and explain it. Rashi does not begin a new dibur hamaschil over here, but Rashi includes it in the original dibur hamaschil, which implies that this vart about Meshav Aaron Ubanu Balavim is coming in direct hemshich, in direct continuation to the beginning of Rashi Mineged, and this is why we go back to the original question, what is the relevance of this? Especially, what is the relevance of this behemshich in continuation to the first part of Rashi, of Mineged meaning Merachak Mil. We go to our next question, which it says, hey, but really is question Dalit, because we're continuing from the original questions, our Nashi, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And now we come to the next question. When Ashi says the reason why it was a meal is because they couldn't come, they wouldn't be able to come on Shabbos if it was more than a meal. Should we then move on? So in this it is implied that seemingly the Machane Yisrael should have been much further than a mil. But because they had to come on Shabbos, then it said, hey, don't make it more than a mil, because they have to be close enough to come on Shabbos. V'tzarech lavin. My time at teisek adaiten meikara shemachnei yisrael tzarech liyisrach geiser. What is the reason that I would consider, that I would think that it should be even more than a meal? In other words, why would I think it should be more than a meal? Because of the Rashi has to tell me, oh, well, don't make it more than a meal, just make it a meal, not more. Why lechatchila would I think any more than a meal? Vav. In addition to the question of Yadin, question Gimel before, why Rashi mentions Moshe v'Aaron u'banav v'alevim resting saviv l'mishkan, in question 60 he's going to ask about the itemization of Moshe and Aaron and banav, and in addition to the levim. Why doesn't he just say v'alevim in short? Lama parat Rashi Moshe v'Aaron u'banav? Why does Rashi expressly itemize each individual one, Moshe, Aaron, Ubanov, the Havalele Meimar Bekitzer, Valavim, Shmash Musa, Kolben, and Shevet Levi. Why doesn't it say simply and concisely, Valavim, that the Levim were around, Bafrat, Shapshat, Amikra, Mashmash, Mashakosav, Lifneze, Valavim, Yachnu, Savad, Mishkan, Eidos, especially since earlier when the Pasuk says the words that the Levim would camp around the Mishkan, Eidos. The Pshat is Koi Gam al Meshe v'Aaron u'Banav. This includes also Meshe v'Aaron u'Banav. Sherei Gam heim b'chlal ma'ashe ne'mar saviv v'l'mishkan ha'edus v'gemer. V'shamru ha'levim es mishmen es mishkan ha'edus. Meshe v'Aaron u'Banav are included in what it says that they will surround the Mishkan and they will guard the mishmeres. They will keep guard on the Mishkan ha'edus. Uke mefudesh achar kach v'achin l'fnei ha'mishkan v'gemer. Meshe v'Aaron u'Banav shemini mishmeres ha'migdus v'gemer, as it says later on in the Pasuk, that those who were resting, those who were camping on the Mizrach side, were Moshe v'Aaron u'Banav, and they were shemini mishmeres ha'migdus, they were part of those who were guarding the Mikdash. Which means that when it says earlier the words v'shamru ha'levim es mishmeres mishkan ha'edus, it includes Moshe v'Aaron u'Banav, not just the other three, not just the families of Gershon, Kasam, Merari. So when it says Valavim Yachnu Savel Mishkan Eidos, it includes Meshav Anavanav Ela Shalei Nifrid Adai Mekayim Miyuchad. It's just that it wasn't yet explained where they will be. And later, when it goes into the details, it says Yemekayim Shebechlalu Savel Mishkan Eidos Lefnei Amishkan Kedem Lefnei Olmed Mizracha, that they Meshav Anavanav, which are part of the Levim that are Saviv, will actually be on the Mizrach side. So in other words, just to explain what we just said over here, because it's a long keta, there's earlier it says that the Levim are going to be around the Mishkan. And then it talks about where everyone's going to be, and in just a little bit it explains that Meshav Aaron u'Banav are on the Mizrach side. Gershon, Kasam, Merari were on the other three sides, and Meshav Aaron u'Banav are on the Mizrach side of Machna Leviya, of the where the Levim were camping. So the fact that it already says V'Halevim Yachnu Saviv, he's explaining over here, it includes Meshav Aaron u'Banav, even though it didn't tell us yet exactly where Meshav Aaron u'Banav are going to be. But in general, they're going to be Saviv Leil Meir, just like the rest of Shevet Levi. So it already says the word V'Halevim Yachnu Saviv, including Meshav Aaron u'Banav. V'im Kain, Gam Rashi Avdel Memer V'Halevim. Rashi also could have just used the word Valavim. V'tiyah kavanosim l'mashakosu lifnei zeh Valavim yachnu, and he would be referencing that which the Pasuk earlier said Valavim yachnu. V'hoyu nichlolim bazeh gameish v'arnu banav, which included, and therefore would include here, meish v'arnu banav, v'loma mefartam. So why does Rashi have to express, mention them, each one, expressly, meish v'arnu banav, and then Valavim? So that's our questions on Rashi. Number one, why does Rashi have to touch the word mineged? Number two, why does Rashi have to explain the amount was a meal? Number three, why bechlal does Rashi have to bring Meshav Aaron u'Banav alavim chayne b'samuch le, that they were close by? Number five, what's the hava? Number four or five, number hey, what's the hava amine that they would be more than a meal? That because of that, Rashi has to explain why they weren't further than a meal. Number five, why does Rashi have to mention Meshav Aaron u'Banav individually? Why couldn't Rashi just say v'alavim in general? V'abir because that. So the explanation in all this is as follows. We're going to explain the word mineged in order to understand the answers to all of our questions. Move on, mikama v'kama psukim b'teira, shepirush tevas neged hu neichach, bifnei, lifnei, v'kayetze bazeh. It's understood from several psukim in the Torah, and in the Ara 29 he brings more psukim where the word neged or mineged is used. And it's understood that the word neged means noichach. Noichach means opposite or facing. Bifnei, lifnei, in front of, facing. The word neged means opposite, one against the other, one opposite the other, one facing the other. Mizem muvan. Gam kishakasuv kineged, mi neged v'kayetze pazeh. Hapirushu al derech zeh. So therefore, even if it says kineged or mi neged, it means the same thing. Because it's the same word neged, just with a prefix, either a base for either a chaf for kin neged or a mem for mi neged. But you can't change the meaning of the word because it has the word neged inside. So the main meaning of the word neged, even if it has a mi neged or a kin neged together with it, it means opposite or facing or in front of. And even though there are other times we find different meanings to the word, it doesn't mean that we're changing the meaning of the word. It just means that we're adding an additional meaning to the word, in addition to the meaning of neichach, which means opposite or facing. Based on the context of that pasuk, meaning to say that when we say the same neged, that means neichach, means opposite. The opposite will mean specifically in this specific way because of the context of the pasuk. B'sigdinacher, in other words, neichach u'musiklali. Neichach is a general idea, a general concept, and within that, efshir liyos rochek saviv. It could mean far, it could mean around, it could mean on one side, but in all of them it means opposite or facing. Each time it mentions the word, the context of the pasuk will designate, will decide which meaning of the words it means. And it's going to bring us two examples. Because of Ezer Kinegdo, Parshas Bereishis, it says that Chava, that the Eibishter created an Isha, which would be Ezer Kinegdo. Upirish Rashi Zocha Ezer. Rashi explains that if the man is Zeicha, then the woman is an Ezer, and a help. Le Zocha Kinegdo Li Lachim. But if he's not Zeicha, then she becomes someone who is opposite him to battle with him, to fight with him. Hainu Shagam Kan Pirish Neged Hu Neichach. Also, here neged in the kinegdoi means opposite. Ela shebeniden didan muvan meyakosuv ubefrata idei safas eischav sheneichach zeh ubefin sheli hilachim. From the fact that it's talking about ezer kinegdoi, he says two words that have to mean, you know, that mean two different things, and it says kineged over here. The neged as an opposite means neged as an opponent. In English, actually, those two words are also similar. Opposite and opponent. They come from the same shoyrish, if you will. But over here, because it says, so it means neichach. It means that she's opposite him. But opposite as an opponent. Another example. Kema shakas of neged ahar. This is another time where it says neged. And this is in Parshas Yisrael. Where it says, Vayichad shom Yisrael neged ahar. Upirish rashi limizrachi. Rashi says it was on the Mizrach side of the mountain. The Chamakim Shatamaitse, Neged Panel Mizrach. And Rashi says, whenever you find the word Neged, it means facing Mizrach. So I just want to point out. Oh, sorry. Okay. So, Kavanasi. What's Rashi trying to say over here? Whatever it says Neged, it means Mizrach. Kavanasi. Shabi Mamaduburu Mitzad Mesuyam. That Neged means opposite. But if in the context of this pasuk you have to pick a side, Mizrich or Ma'ariv or Tzafon or Darim, this neged, this opposite, who Mizrich Dafke. In other words, over here, when the Yidden came to the mountain, were they all the way around the mountain? Or were they on a certain side? They were on one side because they're erst coming to the mountain. Now, which side of the mountain? Hayyosin, it says neged. It means they were facing the mountain. But if it means on just one side of the mountain, it means the Mizrich side of the mountain. And the Mefarshei Rashi explained that a yes, that Mizrach is Kedem, which means the front. So if you have to pick a side, it means the front, which is Mizrach. So therefore, if it doesn't say anything, if it means saviv, then it's saviv, then there's no sides and all, that's all the way around. But if it does, if you do have to pick a side, then the side would be mizrach whenever it says neged. So over here it says neged, which means opposite, but it also means on the mizrach side. Al pi zeh muvan b'negeah li mineged. So the same thing is when we say the word mi neged, shepirusha mi lifnei, that it means in front of, like just like neged means opposite, mi neged means mi lifnei, in front of, omnam, or facing, omnam lepa'ami mashmaos akasuv shemilifnei alazeu berichuk. Mi neged by itself doesn't necessarily mean distant; it just means in front of or facing it. But sometimes when it says mi neged from a distance. And then it would get, like we're saying until now, it would mean that meneged means opposite or facing, and it would also mean that this facing is facing from a distance. This takes us back to the pasuk by Hagar. This pasuk says mineged muchach from the context of the pasuk. It implies she be pasuk ze pirusha meirachik, that this pasuk means that she was sitting far. She'oz move an hemshech abir, because then it explains what the pasuk she'oz move an hemshech, because then the pasuk the continuation of the pasuk is understood biur the kamarachik and how far. Akik meirach lekeshes. Teishu la mineged, she sat down far away. How far? Harchek mitach lekeshes, the distance of the throw of two bows, two arrows. V'imkein pirush akasov la'achrei zeh, and then at the end of the pasuk it says vateshev mineged again, and Rashi says in that show isifel liyisrachek, because now that I know that mineged means far, so when it says vateshev mineged a second time, it means she went even further. So again, mineged means opposite or in front of. Sometimes, like for example in the case of Hagar, the context of the pasuk tells me that in addition to meaning opposite or in front of, it also means from a distance. Al-derech zeh movement in Nidan, and therefore we could apply the same thing over here in our parsha. Pirush teves mineged hu lifnei kibchal ha-mekaymos. Mineged over here means in front of, like in all the other places of neged. Omnam b'im nefar shebeif and klali harei teves umiyuteres. If he would just say that there was in front of the mishkan, then this pasuk, then this word mineged would be totally superfluous. He taketh miyadei merasavi v'leil meyid yachnu, because the pasuk right away says that they were around, they were surrounding the oyel meyid. Hainu lifnei oyel meyid. Lifnei means they were in front of the oyel meyid from all four sides. So the fact that the pasuk says mineged, now Rashi has to explain it. What does mineged mean? Lachin muchrech leimar shami lifnei dekanu meydia shezeu meyidachik. Therefore Rashi is compelled to tell us that milifnei means mirachek from a distance, because otherwise there would be no other reason for the pasuk to have used the word mineged. Al pi zeh muvan shetzarech Rashi lefarish mirachek b'pasuk dilan, and therefore this understood why Rashi has to explain it. Af shepirush ken lifnei zeh ba'agar, even though it was already explained earlier in the case of Hagar, ki ein mirachek pirush ateva, because mirachek is not the translation of the word. Elokim shebemakim shehu muchrich meyakasuv tzarich liyis or tzarich leimar sheyes b'mineged zeh prat neisiv zeh ubuchol makim b'fnei atzmai sheyes prat neisiv rashi mefarshei. If mineged would mean literally from a distance, then once Rashi explained it once, he would not explain it again. But mineged does not mean mirachik. Mirachik is only an extra detail in mineged, and therefore only when it applies does it have to be mean meirachik, and therefore Rashi has to explain it every time. Because each time I don't know by myself necessarily if this mineged means meirachik. So therefore this answers our initial question why Rashi has to explain it here. Because being that meirachik is not the actual translation of the word, it is only a detail in the meaning of the word. Therefore any time that this detail becomes applicable, Rashi has to explain it. Masha'in came, we asked about Parshas Kisavai. Over there it means your life is going to be in limbo. You're not going to know what's going on with your life. Mineged doesn't have to be mirachak. It just means your life is hanging in front of you. You don't know what's happening with you. It doesn't have to mean mirachak or mikarev. It just means it's just hanging there. And therefore, there's no, Rashi doesn't say anything. Because it doesn't have to mean mirachak. Therefore, there's no reason to say anything. And therefore, based on this, that whenever it means mirachak, Rashi has to say it because it's not the meaning of the word, it is only a detail in the meaning of the word. Therefore, earlier on, we mentioned Parshas Hazinu. So he explains, earlier he mentioned it in a bracket, and here too he answers it in a bracket. That when it says ki mineg tiras aretz, Rashi has to explain that it means mirachak. Ki mimashmos hakosuv desham muchach shein kavanas mineged milifnei stam. Because from the context of that pasuk, it's obvious that mineged doesn't just mean in front of. Because if it did, ki ein zemasim l'siim hakosuv desham alei savay. Because the end of the pasuk is, and there you will not go. You can't say there if it is. You can't say there if you're mikarev. If it means you're going to see the Eretz Yisrael from up close, from right in front of you, then you can't say, and you're not going to go there, because you're already there. So obviously it means you're going to see it from a distance, which means you're going to be able to see it from a distance, but you won't be able to go there. So from the fact that the pasuk ends with the words V'sham alei saver, implies that mineged means mirachik. Lachi mukach leimar, v'mer mukach rashi lefashi, shekavanosi mirachik. Therefore, you must say that when you must understand, and therefore Rashi must explain, like we said before, that whenever menaged means menachik, Rashi has to explain it. That menaged over there means menachik as well. And then the context, the understanding of the pasuk is understood. That from the distance you'll see Eretz Yisrael, but close to it and or into it, you will not be able to come. So this answers the first word of Rashi. First word of Rashi was Meirachik. We wanted to know why Rashi has to explain it, and now we explained that Mineged in general means Neichach, it means opposite or in front of or facing, and then there could be additional meanings within that. And therefore Rashi is telling us over here the reason why the Pasuk added the word Mineged is to tell me that they weren't just in front of the Mishkan or facing the Mishkan around it, but they were also from a distance. It still did not sufficiently explain the word mineged. Even if you're going to tell me that the word mineged means from a distance, it's still extra, it's still superfluous. It's very obvious from the setup of the camp that the Yidden were for the Machna Yisrael was far away because the Levim were around the Mishkan. The Machna Leviya was surrounding the Machna Kehuna, or the Machna of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the middle. The Leviim were around it, and around that came the Machna Yisrael. So there was already a distance between the Yidden and the Mishkan. So they were already from a distance. So why does the pasuk have to say mineged, which means merachik, if it's obvious from the layout of the machnos? And since the pasuk says mineged, therefore we are compelled to say that the pasuk is trying to tell me that they have to go very far. Even further than they would have been anyway because of the machna of the Leviim. So the pasuk is telling me, they should be very far, not just far away a little bit, because there's Leviim between them, but they should be very far. Why? And the reason is obvious. Since the pasuk earlier says that there should not be anger on the Adas Bnei Yisrael, on the Yidden, Upirish Rashi, you know, she explained, V'im Lav, she comes to Zarim Bavidasam Zu, that if the Zarim, if a Yisrael goes into the Mishkan, Yiyah Ketzef, there'll be a Ketzef, there'll be an anger which can cause to death. Therefore, they were commanded that they should distance the Mishkan, the Yidden from the Mishkan, to make it even less possible that a Zor, that a Yisrael, should go into the Mishkan by accident or on purpose, but he should not go in and create a Ketzef. So therefore, when the Torah says, Mineged, Torah is telling us to go far, not just stam far, but very far, to make it less possible for a Yid, a Yisrael, to go into the Mishkan. Lachem Pirush Rashi. So therefore I would think, one of our questions was, why would I think to make it further? This is why I would think to make it very far. Because from the fact that it says Mineged, obviously is telling me that I should go very, very far. And it makes sense I should go very far, so as not to bring a Yid to be nichshol chas v'shalom in going into the Mishkan. Lachem pidush Rashi sharicho koyam mil. Therefore Rashi explains to us that the distance was a mil. Shebazeh madgish beis inyanim. Rashi is bringing 2 points. Aleph shekavonas akasu b'ksivas mineged ishe yunuchekim yesem yemechak mitzat chaniyas elavim. Number one, that when it says mineged, it means to go further from a greater distance, even the distance that was created by the camp of the Levim. Shevet Levim yochenim rak migimot zodei hamishkan. The Shevet Levi was just on 3 sides. V'gama yomuot b'uchlusin v'loy tov sheshetach gadol. Also, it was a very small population, and it didn't take up a great space. And the distance of a meal is much more, not much, but more than the distance that would have been created because of Machna Leviyah. But there's another thing that Rashi is telling us when it says a meal. Number one, he's telling me that the Pasuk is telling us to be further than Machna Leviyah. But in addition to that, he's also saying, Beis, Leyu Rechaikim Yesim a meal, but don't go more than a meal. Rashi explains what's his makar. How does he know to not be more than a meal? Because it says by Yeshua to not go more than 2,000 amah, and 2,000 amah is a meal. What's the connection? Why is there any proof in the fact that by Yeshua he's not talking about the machnas? He's talking about the travel. The Aron was traveling in the front, and the Yidden were traveling behind the Aron, and he says there should be a richuk of a pa'i mama. So how do we learn from that to the way the formation of the machnas was? Lachin amshich Rashi. So Rashi explains. So Yeshua yirchei mil k'dei sheyuchalovi b'shabbos. The whole reason why Yeshua told them to do a meal was in order that they should be able to approach the Mishkan on Shabbos. This reason is applicable, fully applicable, also in the Midbar. So it's understood that also in the Midbar there was a richuk of a meal. So that explains the rest of Rashi, why Rashi brings the Raya from Yeshua, and why Rashi explains the reason of the Isra of Tchumen. So we now answered more of our questions. We answered that Rashi has to explain. We answered why. What's the hava minute to go more than a meal? Because I want to say first of all, because the pasuk says mineged. Mineged means berochek. It has to mean something beyond the distance of the machan leviyah. And number two, there's a logic for it that you want to keep the yidden away from the mishkan. And we also answer the question why Rashi has to explain to us the distance of a meal, because he's trying to tell us 2 things. Number one, he's trying to tell us that it has to be further than Machan Leviyah. Number two, it shouldn't be too far. It shouldn't be further than a meal. And with this, we've basically explained the entire Rashi, besides for the last line, Meshav Aaron Rabbanu Valavim, Chayne B'samachle. So now we have to get to that, but first, we're going to introduce another question. We have to understand. Why would the Yidden not be allowed to come to the Mishkan, even if they were at a greater distance from Alpaimama? The way the Machan Yisrael worked was that there was 3 shvatim on each four sides of the Mishkan. So the 12 Shvatim surrounded the Mishkan from all four sides, which means that the way the camp was set up was that it was surrounded on all four sides from populace. There were people living all the way around. Which means even though in the middle there may have been some empty spots between Machane Yisrael and Machane Leviya, but the whole area was surrounded by people living. Now in the Gemara in Erevin, it says that if you have in one city, if everyone is in the same city, I mean, first of all, Pialacha, it's like that, that in one city there's no such thing as Tchumen. But even without the pastor's union, also you have this idea, which the Gemara in Erevin brings, that the Yidden, when they were in the Midbar, it says that the distance from one end to the other end was Yud Beis Mil, was 12 mil, 3 parsa. And it says that when they had to go to the bathroom, they had to go outside of the Machnas. So the Gemara over there in Erevin is discussing whether tents could be considered a city. In other words, it's tents part of a city, or is it considered something that's temporary? And the Gemara brings a raya from the Yidden in the Mishkan, the Yidden in the Midbar, that if a person had to go to the bathroom on Shabbos, they would have to go outside of the Machne Yisrael. So if a person lived, and it says Lachrein, they didn't go on the Mizrach side, because if the Mishkan has to travel, then we don't want the Mishkan to travel over a place where someone just went to the bathroom. And also, so we didn't know if they're going to go straight or right or left. It never went backwards, but it all could have gone this way, could have gone right or left. So therefore, you could not go to the bathroom. The only place was la'achirehen, only behind where they already passed. So if you were in, let's say, Shevet Yehuda, which were on the Mizrach side, you had to go all the way to Maidiv. You had to walk 12 mil in order to go to the bathroom on Shabbos. I mean, every day of the week, but even on Shabbos. And from this, the Gemara brings a raya that they were able to tents are considered a city, and that's why they were able to go 12 mil, which means that according to this Gemara, you're allowed to go more than 2,000 amos, more than 1 mil. So what is this whole raya that the Yidden can only go rochik, that the Machane Yisrael was made rochik mil? Because you can't go on Shabbos more than 2,000 amos. L'cheira, once you closed off the area with people living from all four sides, it becomes considered a city, and you're allowed to go more than 2,000 amos. So the explanation is a very, very interesting explanation. The explanation basically is going to be that even if alpi halacha this is correct, but alpi pshuto shel mikra this doesn't work. And therefore, it has to make sense, al pipsutei shel mikra, even if ultimately that's not what the halacha says. But hudgish kana pa'amim, the Rashi, the Pirusha Rateira, the Faris Aksuv Merak al derech hapshat. Rashi explains, al derech hapshat, the einoi mevi ha'alachis ha'nilmodes al yedei remez udrush. Rashi does not bring the halachas that are learned through other ways of remez, drush, etc. When Rashi does bring a halacha, it's because this halacha must fit in with Pshutei Shel Mikra. The Eidzeis, Pratei halacha kefishim al derech hapshat, ein hechrich sheyasimu lekefishim bechelek halacha shebateira. The details of this halacha, the way they fit into pshat, it's not certain that they will ultimately be consistent with the halacha, with the chelek halacha and teira. In other words, when Rashi tells me something, when Rashi brings a halacha has to fit in with the pshat of the pasuk, and lav davke it has to fit with the way ultimately halacha is going to pask. Now, derech zeh b'isur tchumen, and therefore we'll apply this to isur tchumen. Sheisuri mevur b'pshutei shel mikra. The isur of tchumen is explained in pshutei shel mikra, explained in the simple pesukim. Kepirjasi al pasuk al yetsa ishmim kaimen. Parshas Peshalach, where it talks about the man, it says al yetsa ishmim kaimen, a person shouldn't go out from his own space, from his own place. And Rashi says elu alpai amos of tchum Shabbos. This is referring to the 2,000 amos of tchum Shabbos, that a person cannot go out of his space of 2,000 amos in order to get the man. Now ime yis. Even though that ultimately al pi halacha The meaning of Bimkoimoi means his city. And because of that, the pshat is that if a person is in one city, and the city is a huge city, they're allowed to go much more than 2,000 Amis, because they're all inside the same city, and it's not a stira to Al Yetzi Ish Mimkoimoi, because it's still the same Iroi, which is included in Mimkoimoi. Because there, nevertheless, that only works Lopi Alocha. But Tzadach Li is Kipshat HaKasuv, but if you're going to understand it, Lopi Pshat, Mimkoimoi Shalish. Mekayme means the person's individual space. Haynu makom meishev b'nei adam. It means the person's place where he's living. Aval im yashetach gadol shalei kiragel be'emtzayir she'einem meishev b'nei adam. But if, when you're looking at it simply from Sudi Shal Mikra, if you're in a city where there's people living is one thing. But if you're in a city or in a place that's a populated place, but then there appears a whole space where nobody is living. For example, the space between Machane Yisrael and Machane Leviah, between Machane Yisrael and let's say Machane Leviah, where there's nobody living. Then again, this would create an iser of don't go out of your space, because all of a sudden it's nobody's space, it's no man's land. And therefore, you would not be allowed to go more than 2,000 amma. So, according to Pshat, that the whole iser tchumen is from the pasuk al yetzi ish mimkaymai. Once you're going out of a populated area, even if you have the area surrounded on all four sides, it's Opi Alacha makes it considered an ear, a city. But since you're going out of the populated area, it, as far as the Pesutei Shel Mikra is concerned, you can't do this more than 2,000 amma. The Alder Echzeben didn't be done. And therefore, let's apply this to our case. Ima yeis tekol ha-machni Yisrael, leviyo mishkan, nechshev es kirachas, mekivin shedigli Yisrael, mekol ha-dal tzadim. Even though the whole machne, all three machnes, are all considered a city because the Dgolim, which is the camping of the, which is the dead represents the group of three Shvatim on each side, surrounded the Yidden from all four sides. Because that, Imer Yesem Apai Mama Ben Adgolim La Mishkan, if there was more than 2,000 Amis between the Machne Yisrael where the Yidden were encamped, Le'a Mishkan to the Mishkan, Haya Aser, according to Pesut Yisrael Mikra, would have been Aser, Lavi Machne Yisrael to the Mishkan, to go from the Machne Yisrael to the Mishkan. And therefore, even though Al Pi Halacha, like he brings in the Arah 40 from the Gemara Nedarim, that you could walk the whole camp from Machne Yehuda until Machne Don, which is 2,000 Amis, which is 12 mil, you could walk on Shabbos, just like it's all within your own Arba Amis, that's Halacha. But Al Pi Pesut Yisrael Mikra, once the population stops, then it would be considered Al Yetzei Ish Mimkaymai, and you wouldn't be allowed to go more than 2,000 Amis. And that's what Rashi has to say, Mirachik Mil, to tell me that Al Pi Pesut Yisrael Mikra, you can't go more than 2,000 Amis from Machane Yisrael to the Mishkan. But now we could use this question and answer to explain the end of Rashi. Ela shalufizeh. I say, according to this, shall pip shal yishal mikra gedr mekemi umakam yishu b'nei adam. That according to pip shal yishal mikra, the term, the concept of mekemi means an inhabited place, a populated place. Any move on lidach gisad will have the opposite question. Lama yasarach liyis liyisim yalpayim amam b'machan yisrael la. Why did you have to limit it to 2,000 Amis? Since you also had Machane Leviah around the Mishkan, and clearly Machane Leviah is considered Mekayim Shalish because it's populated. Even if Machane Leviah was within 2,000 Amis from Machane Yisrael, it would be considered part of the Meshav. And then Machane Leviah is at a distance from the Mishkan, so you really have more than 2,000 Amis, and it would have still been included in Mark of Meshav Bnei Adam. And based on what we said earlier, that we want to make the Machane Yisrael as far as possible, So why does Rashi limit us to a meal? Rashi could have said more than a meal, and it would have been possible to do it, because you have the Machna Leviya in the middle, that is considered Makam Meshav Bnei Adam, and therefore extends the amount of space that a person can go to get to the Mishkan. And Rashi, and because of this question, this brings it around, and this explains why Rashi ends with the words Meshav Aaron Ubanav Alavim Chenim B'Samach Leida Meshav Aaron Alavim were also nearby. And Ushaleid Akad Alavim Klolos Hashavit Chanu Samach Lamishka. Not just the whole Shavit, the general Shavit, Shavit Levi, were camping near the Mishkan, Elagam Meshav Aaron Ubanav, but also Meshav Aaron Ubanav. Ubahem Arim Mefudish, take it for the Kamon, Shem Virakim Chonu Mitzad HaMizrach Shel Mishkan. And in just a little bit, the Torah is going to tell us that the Meshav Aaron Ubanav were on the Mizrach side of the Mishkan, the Choshad Alavim Chonu B'Shar Gimelat Tadim, but the rest of the Shevet Levi were on the other three sides. Vim Kein Arim Mitzad HaMizrach. And therefore, on the Mizrach side, because there were so few people, you couldn't go much more than Alpayim Amma. Levad Mipurta, maybe a drop more than Alpayim Amma, but not much more of the Alpayim Amma. Shatafsu Ali Meshavar Nubanov. There was a little bit of Machna Leviya on the Mizrach side, the tent of Moshe, of Aaron, and Aaron's sons. But that's a drop of space. And therefore, on the Mizrach side, you couldn't go more than Alpayim Amma and maybe just a little bit more. Because there wasn't a major population there, there was just Meshav Aaron Ubanav. Umikivan Shmitzad HaMizrach Hayu Mukhrich Liyiskein. And since on Mizrach you had to have not more than Alpayim Amma, because there was really hardly anybody living there. Lichokul Bishvatim, so they didn't make any differences. The Kulam Ayub Merchak Shaveh, Alpayim Amma Min HaMishkan B'chol Tzad. Therefore, they did the same thing all the way around. In other words, it's true that technically speaking, on the Ma'ariv side, there could have been a more than Alpayim Amma, and it wouldn't be a problem, because there was the Lebach and the Leviya in the middle, and that would have extended the Makom Meshav Bnei Adam. But on the Mizrach side, where there were so few people living, that would not be enough really to extend the Makom Meshav too much, and therefore the most you could have is basically Alpayim Amma. And that's why, instead of making each side different, they made all the sides the same, to be consistent with the Mizrach side, and he set up Alpayim Amma from all sides. This answers two questions. Number one, it answers B'chla why Rashi brings it in, because Rashi is trying to explain to me why it has to be Merachak Mil. Now, Merachak Mil is, he said, because it has to come B'Shabbos. Are you going to ask me, you really have more space than a meal? He says, no, Meshav Aaron on the Mizrach side are very few people, and therefore, you can't go more than Alpayim Amma. It also answers the last question of why Rashi has to itemize Meshav Aaron Ubanav, and it doesn't just say V'Halavim, because Rashi is focusing specifically on the Mizrach side. That on the Mizrach side, unlike the rest of the sides, where there was a lot of Levim, on the Mizrach side there was only Meshav Aaron Ubanav. That answers why we have to have Alpayim Amma. And with this, we've basically explained the Rashi. We started explaining Mineged Merachik. That Mineged means Merachik, and Rashi has to explain it here, because not every time does Mineged mean Merachik. So each time that it does, Rashi has to explain it. Then it tells me that I would think it would be much, much further I would think it should be as far as possible to keep away the Yidden from the Ketzef, from the anger that comes in when a Yisrael goes into the Mishkan. So Rashi says it was only a meal, that it was further than Machan Leviya, but not too far to allow the Yidden to come in. Why a meal? Because, like by Yeshua, that was there for the purposes of Shabbos. And there was Machan Leviya in the middle. Yes, it's true, but on Mizrach side, you have Meshav Aaron Ubanav, and therefore we're sticking to Alpayim Amma to be safe. To be safe and to be consistent with all four sides. And this is the Rashi. In Eizvah, we're going to come to the Hidah, the lesson, the practical lesson that we could take in our Avodah, and it's sort of going to address a question. Technically speaking, on Shabbos, you have to be not more than Alpayim Amma away from the Mishkan. But what about the rest of the week? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Vayter. Technically, if there's an inyan of being made, you have to be far away from the Mishkan, so there shouldn't be a Ketzef. So maybe on the rest of the days of the week, say go further. Set it up further. Mila on Shabbos, get a little closer. But on the rest of the week. So the answer to this question is what makes up the Heira that we learn from the Sikha. We learn from the Rashi. This is the lesson. It is demanded from every Yid to not just fulfill the mitzvahs deraisa and the mitzvahs derabanan and the siyagim, the buffers that Chachamim established to bring us closer to making sure we do the mitzvahs properly. That all of our ma'isim should be l'shem shemayim, and more so b'chol derechecha de'eyu. In other words, kol masecha l'shem shemayim means that even our gashmi stick of ma'isim should have the proper kavana that it should be l'shem shemayim. B'chol derechecha de'eyu is pshat that our ma'isim alone should be our drachim should become imbued with Yedias Hashem, with holiness. In other words, not just it should be, I'm eating a lunch, but I'm having a kavanah l'shem shemayim. That's kol masecha l'shem shemayim. Chol derechecha de'eyu is that my eating itself becomes a holy eating. Eating on Shabbos or such like that. So it's two levels in harnessing the gashmias for ruchnias. Kol masecha l'shem shemayim is one level. Chol derechecha de'eyu is a higher level that I actually transform my drachim into something that's holy. Either way, the idea is that I'm not just doing the mitzvahs, but I'm also involving the gashmias ha'olam into my avodah. Hainu shegam kol yoni harishus she'ese b'chol zman yuchadurim avodas Hashem. That everything that he does, even the permissible things that he does, during all the times, not just when he's doing a mitzvah, yuchadurim, I guess, ba'avedis Hashem. They should be imbued with avedis Hashem. Some people complain, they claim it's very difficult. When I'm on a higher level, I'm more spiritual, I'm more holy, I feel more holy. And also during the weeks when I'm learning, when I'm davening, which is like similar to Shabbos v'yomtiv of the week. When then I am removed from Gashmi Shdikin Yarnim Evshali is Techi Rots of Ava, basically with Hashem, I could be totally filled, totally covered in Avas Hashem and involved in serving Hashem. Ava Kashasukim bin Yarnim Gashmi, Mechavshalakaimazais. How can you, when I'm davening, when I'm learning, you want me to be totally connected and in love with Hashem? Techi Rots of Ava, Rots of means coded. Entire person coded, covered with love of Hashem, fine, good, I can understand that. But time when I'm going to work, when I'm in the middle of my Avedus Rishus, even there you're expecting me to be filled with B'chol Derechecha De'eyu, B'chol Masecha L'Shem Shemayim, I mean, it's too much. And this is a remez, the answer to this is being hinted to us in Rashi. Why was the Mishkan, why was the Machne Yisrael far from the Mishkan? Only Alpayim Amo, this Yuchalavi B'Shabbos. So on Shabbos they should be able to go to the Mishkan. Mitam Zeh Oyokin Tamid. And because of that, it was that way constantly. Av Sheshayach Zerak L'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. Even if this halacha is only relevant in Shabbos V'Yomtiv, nevertheless, it was done all days of the week. This is hinting to us. The situation that we're in Shabbos v'yomtiv, nimshech, it is drawn down. Mashpia, it affects gam b'shayim es hashana, even in the rest of the days of the week. V'akavana bazan, the purpose is shemadreges hakdusha shadam imel b'shabbos v'yomtiv nimsheches v'neisenes kareach b'nyanin imes achil, that the matziv, the level of kedusha that a person is in on Shabbos v'yomtiv, can be brought down and can give kayach also to the days of the week. Shel kol hashana shegam oz yechadu v'vitz Hashem. In other words, if your taina is that you're not shayach to it the whole year, then this Rashi won't help you. But if your taina is that I could do this in Shabbos and Yom Tov, but I can't do it the rest of the week, says Rashi, no. Shabbos and Yom Tov affects the rest of the week. Even the positioning of the Mishkan, of the Machne Yisrael, was positioned in a certain space, a whole week, based on how it was had to be on Shabbos. Kamoikein, in your life, also, the matzav that you could, the state, the madrega that you could reach on Shabbos, can affect that you could be able to reach it the rest of the week as well. And now they add one more nekuda. In all of the Torah, why is this Rashi, the Rashi that he chooses to bring this remes. Ubo remes b'pirush Rashi b'kesher l'shir asmichus v'akirus machlin sol la'mishkan. He chooses to bring this remes, the effect that Shabbos has in the rest of the week, in the discussion of the distance or the closeness, the proximity of machnis on the mishkan. Ki ha'mishkan shumakim muchan liyes makriven be'akabonis. The mishkan is a place where it's a place made for the karbanos. Ugoi sheda ashchina. If you remember from Tzichav Truma, this is the machlekes of a Rambam and Ramban. If the ikir is karbanos or shashra ashchina, so the Rebbe mentions both. Harei ureim is levedes Hashem. So the mishkan represents levedes Hashem. Every mitzvah that a person does, every davar tov, every davar shebekdusha that a person does, person becomes closer and unified with Hashem. So yes, that we're talking about bringing Yidden closer to Hashem. So Rashi says, that the connection that a Yid has with Hashem, which is being learned from the Machne Yisrael on the Mishkan, on Shabbos, this kiruv is also possible, also brought down into the days of the week. Shatamid, that constantly, a whole week, even the Mesachel, even when the person is involved in Yanir Rishus, he should be Kadev Hashem, he can become closer and closer to Hashem. So not only is Dashi being Meramis, not only is the Hira telling us that Shabbos has to affect the rest of the week, but Rashi chooses to tell it to us in a discussion about the proximity of a Yid and the Mishkan, to say that also in our own Aveda, as we get closer to the Eibishter, through doing mitzvahs and Dvarim Sibik Dusha, even during the week, even when we're involved in Yom Yerushus, we can take the energy from Shabbos and the Hamshacha from Shabbos, and during the rest of the week, we can become closer and closer to Hashem.